Well, we heard from our friends Tony and Liz Faulkner yesterday from Vets Fighting for Vets. And they say emergency help needed. Now, you can go to the Vets Fighting for Vets Facebook page for more information. But here's the deal. A disabled combat Marine veteran and her husband, combat Marine veteran, need our help, say Tony and Liz from Vets Fighting for Vets. They say her mother has terminal cancer and took a turn for the worse a couple of nights ago. Her last request being she see her grandkids one more time. They need help with a flight from the Twin Cities to Seattle and back ASAP. Who can help with this? Donation for tickets, transferable miles. Do you have insight on discount emergency flights? The next option is they drive. They would have to rent a van and make the 28-hour drive with four kids. And Vets Fighting for Vets would like to lighten that burden at minimum. They're welcoming gas cards, fast food cards, donations toward rental. Please, 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 say our friends Tony and Liz Faulkner, if you're able to help, it is so greatly appreciated. We know it's Christmas and money is tight, and so many of you have supported their Operation Christmas, but this is what Vets Fighting for Vets does. They help in emergency situations. They help when our soldiers and veterans are at their lowest. She is losing her mom. They say, let's support her, please. Again, I direct you to the Vets Fighting for Vets Facebook page for that. All right, today in history, 1892. Yeah, the Nutcracker publicly premiered in St. Petersburg, Russia on this day. Also in 1796, the Baltimore, Maryland Monitor was published as the first Sunday newspaper. Well, I remember that as a kid, reading the Milwaukee Journal, and then later it was the Journal Sentinel newspaper. I don't know, that was probably after I left home. But yeah, the big, thick Sunday paper. The times they have changed. Also, in 1966, this particular day, Dr. Seuss is How the Grinch Stole Christmas aired for the first time on CBS.
Every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not.
Ah, that nasty Grinch. Also, in 1971, on December 18th, the Reverend Jesse Jackson announced the founding of Operation Push in Chicago.
And I am somebody. My mind is a pearl. I can learn anything.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, Reverend Jackson has not been in good health lately. PUSH is an acronym for People United to Save Humanity. Also, on this day in 1992, Hall of Fame television producer Mark Goodson died at the age of 77. He created several popular game shows I'm sure you're familiar with. One, The Price is Right. And the other, Family Feud. And in 1997, actor-comedian Chris Farley died at the age of 33.
Let me begin with an obvious question. Who threw the egg?
Mm-hmm. Farley best remembered for his skits on Saturday Night Live and several films, including Tommy Boy and Beverly Hills Ninja. That's your Today in History, and time for a Christmas thought this morning from an area pastor. And for that, we turn to former pastor of Crossroads Church in Chippewa Falls.
This is Pastor Wade Durow of the Crossroads Church in Chippewa Falls. Long before Jesus was born, the Old Testament prophet Isaiah made this prediction: for a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness. From then on and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this.
My parents had passed away about 7 years ago, roughly. my dad passing first and my mother, but a Christmas memory that we have together, my wife and I, is I've got to know her parents, who are still with us and a little younger, quite well. And her dad grew up in the Rockford, Illinois area, and we head down to the Beaver Dam area every year, as her mother has a twin sister, and we head down to Beaver Dam to stay overnight with them. So we spend that time with them, and then from there we go to where her dad grew up in the Rockford, Illinois area. And I've got to meet his five other siblings over the years, and we meet at a church that one of them attends in the Rockford area. And it's just a very nice area. There's cousins of his, and all his siblings were there. In the past several years, several of them have passed, but he happens to be the youngest sibling in the family, so we're still going strong. But really enjoyed that trip down there, and getting to meet that family, and just spending Christmas that way. So it's a long trip, but it also gives us a lot of road time with her parents on the way down and back. So that has been a memory that I will treasure for years. Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas, WIB listeners.
It's our friend Bob, birthday Bob, Packer Bob in Rice Lake. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. Yeah. Caleb, we don't want to make the listeners wait any longer, because we came to them with a need yesterday, and it sounds like they responded.
Yeah, so we'll hear now from Tony from Vets Fighting for Vets. So again, just briefly yesterday, we heard from Tony's wife, Liz. They run Vets Fighting for Vets. Don't take a penny out of that organization. They give it all back to veterans in the communities they serve to meet various needs. And there was an emergency need yesterday about a family, two veterans, actually, combat veterans. One disabled veteran and their mother unfortunately took a very bad turn. She's terminally ill with cancer, and her wish was to be able to see her grandkids before she goes home. And it was looking impossible about how this family was going to be able to get from here in western Wisconsin all the way out to Washington, but we do have an update now.
This is Tony with Vets Fighting for Vets, and I want to just thank all of the WIB family, all the shooters, all the just prayers yesterday. We had a veteran family reach out from Colfax that has her mother out in Washington that is terminally ill with cancer and took a turn for the worse and had no way to get out there. And it was a logistics nightmare, and Vets Fighting for Vets with our Christmas stuff going on was tapped out, and we reached out and we said a few words on the air, and you guys played them all day, and it got the word out, and I can safely say this family is on their way. They're at the gate right now. Let's just drop them off at the airport, and they are heading to go spend the last few days, maybe even moments, with her mother. So thank you very, very much. And God is amazing and works in amazing ways. We didn't even know that we could think this was possible. Thank you all. Have a Merry Christmas, and thank you, Whip.
Right, powerful. Thank you so much, Tony, for sharing that and for bringing that need to our attention.
Absolutely. And again, an amazing way you all responded. And please keep this family in your prayers as well, too, not only for safe travel, but again, the melancholy here of being able to have that reunion that seemed impossible, but also knowing that this veteran's mother is very close to her home going. And so please keep that family lifted up in your prayers as often as you think of them today.
Good morning, WIB Wake Up Crew. This is Christy Cleaver. I wanted to share one of my Christmas traditions. My husband and I, we wrap up all of our Christmas movies in Christmas paper. And every night, the kids get to pick a Christmas gift to open. And then as a family, we sit down and we watch the Christmas movie together. Merry Christmas.
I love it, Caleb.
That's super fun.
That is really good. All right, our question today is, in terms of, do you have a favorite Christmas tradition? I know For years, I made my dad's homemade summer sausage because I remember as a kid him making that around Christmas. Finally, last year was like the first time in a lot of years I think I didn't do it because it's like a 3-day process, Caleb. You get the sausage, you get it together, you do this, and then you mix it the next day, and then the third day you finally put it in for like 8 hours at a really low
temperature. That's quite your ordeal.
Right, exactly. So, but somebody like Dave chimed in from Ken, and he said, going to the candlelight service at church and making cookies with my girls, just like that.
Yeah, we had a wonderful call yesterday from a listener who said how much she was enjoying the Christmas music with Dawson on the Drive while she was making rosettes.
Good morning, Caleb and Mark. This is Linda from Chippewa. This is not a tradition that I still do or anything, but maybe I've been thinking about it lately. But I remember when I was a teenager and in our confirmation group or our Sunday school that I went to in Sparta, that we used to go caroling, and that was just so much fun. And it was just, I just loved seeing the people's faces, you know, light up when they heard us outside and heard us caroling by their door, and just brings a lot of happiness to people. So that is my Christmas share for today. Thank you so much. Bye.
Hi, this is Mark from Holman. One of my family's favorite Christmas traditions is to go down to La Crosse to Riverside Park and look at the Rotary lights. So volunteers set up thousands of lights, and you can either walk through or you can drive through the park. And the quote-unquote entrance fee is to bring a non-perishable food item or cash to donate to the local food pantry. So it's a great time if it's appropriate. They even have an ice skating rink. So it's a lot of fun for families. Sometimes they have a live nativity scene. So I'd encourage people in the area to check out the Rotary lights in La Crosse. God bless.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Mark. Appreciate that.
That's wonderful. Great to hear about that tradition. To be honest, I wasn't aware of it. I love Irvine Park and in my adopted hometown in Chippewa Falls. That sounds like it's worth a road trip to La Crosse. Wonderful.
Yeah, exactly. We hear a lot about Irvine, and deservedly so, but good to get the update here in the Chippewa Valley about what's going on with the lights there in La Crosse.
Morning, Mark and Caleb. I was thinking about Christmas memories, and one that I've shared with you before at Christmas, but when our boys were younger, of course, we'd give them their Christmas presents. And, of course, everybody's tearing their stuff open at the same time. And Vicky decided she did not like it that way. So then the one year she decided we were going to play Uno, and you had to win a hand of Uno in order to open a present. And then we all sat and watched as each of them opened a present. So over the years, I mean, we did Uno, we did Phase 10, we did Apples to Apples and Texas Hold'em, just whatever card games we could think of, even as they got older and they started to get their spouses, that we still played cards, and each of them would have to win a hand to be able to open a present, or somebody would give you that they want a hand and you could open a present. But it was always a lot of fun, and it was a lot of joy for Vicky. You guys have a great Christmas. Bye.
Yeah, that's a good lesson there. You know, slow down, be patient.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And again, thank you so much for sharing that Christmas tradition and the memory that goes along with it, Keith. I appreciate that so much. A lot of fun. And you know what? I've got a 10-year-old who would be like, yeah, I'm going to open all my presents because I'm going to beat y'all at Uno every single hand. So
yeah, there you go. Oh, all right. One last memory shared or a story this morning.
Good morning. This is Kathy Benson. This isn't a really groovy tradition or anything, but I think it's cute. I put a Christmas tree ornament pickle on my tree. I try to hide it so then the kids can find it, and whoever finds the pickle gets a little present. It may just be a candy cane or something. And there is a story behind that, but this morning I don't remember what it is. So have a great day. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much, Kathy.
There you go. Christmas traditions and memories all blending into one. Yeah.
Love it.
I hadn't heard that before. So, you know, a little different than the candy cane.